season game at home, a number of the times the fans were being loud when you guys were on offense. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's a good question, you know, Stephanie. When we were in, you know, New England, when we were on offense, you know, it was really quiet. And so, you know, for whatever reason, the fans were just, they knew to be quiet, I guess. But one of the things we do here is because of the home crowd, and we really think that home environment here is a big, big deal to us. The fans in Houston coming out here, you know, 80,000 plus, whatever it is, being loud as heck, regardless of who has the ball, that's big. So that's why we crank the music in practice. So that regardless of where we're at, whether we're here, we're in Indianapolis, we're in Jacksonville, or we're in Nashville, where we know it's going to be loud when we're on offense, at least we're used to it. And we've worked the hand signals, the communication, read lips, eye signals, things like that. So hopefully we're ready for that. We just want a loud crowd.
Chargers getting a lot of attention around the country this week because of Peyton and Welker, of course. Do you worry that people start, because he'll get a reputation, people start watching him closer, every little hit will be under the microscope?
His reputation with our football team is that he practices hard, he plays hard. He's a guy that's emotional in the fact that he wants to win, he wants to help his team win, and that's the reputation that we're concerned with.
He's not worried about anybody else.
You talk quite a bit about how much sub packages you wear, you run in the NFL now, especially when you play a team like Denver that goes 11 personnel so much.
Right.
So with A.J. Boye looking like that third corner, how hard is it to keep a guy positive when you may have the ups and downs like you did in the Denver game for Boye?
Well, I would say for A.J., Jason, it's been more up than down. I do. I think he's had a really good training camp. He's a young corner. Now, remember what you're talking about here, you know, an undrafted guy out of Central Florida that came in here, got injured last year, and now has come back since we were hired here, and I believe had a really good offseason. He's got size, he's got length, and he's really had a good training camp. You know, when you play that position, whether it's the inside, the star, or the outside corner position, you know, you're not going to win every battle. And those guys have to have a very, very different mindset. They have to be very confident in their own abilities to continue to stay aggressive. And I believe that's what AJ's done. That interception he had was a big play for us the other night. It led to a touchdown drive. It was a good example of complementary football. And I believe he's improving every week.
What's Jonathan Joseph's status?
Jonathan Joseph right now is day-to-day. And we're just trying to kind of follow the protocol with our medical people on where he's at. He's improving every day, but he's definitely day-to-day.
Do you have any concern about week one?
No, not as of right now, nope.
Now, back to Boye. Now, you talked about how he had that interception. Now, later they had those two big pass plays to Emmanuel Sanders. I'm sure you probably watched the film now.
Two different coverages, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So how much of it is just the miscommunication between him and Pleasant and – How do you fix that with this team running mostly man last year, and now y'all implementing so much zone?
Well, I think that we first of all, it's in the preseason, we're not, you know, like I said yesterday, it's a little bit vanilla, what all the teams are doing, us defensively. And I think when you look at Denver on offense on those two plays, number one is they made good plays. Give them credit. They made really good plays. Peyton did a great job on both plays, and obviously Sanders did a great job on both plays. We can learn a lot from both plays based on the coverage we were in, and I think it's one of those deals where we're going to get better in those coverage situations against what they did, and you have to give them credit for the plays that they made. What's that?
How did you assess Fitzpatrick's progress at this point?
He's really improved every week. You know, I think it's difficult in the preseason because he's not playing the whole game. So, you know, you're not getting a full body of work, and that's the way we planned it. We're trying to get Case and Tommy some reps in there too, trying to see what they can do in a live game. So, you know, to only get a few series or maybe a half is not a full body of work. What we see on the practice field and then what we see in the games is improvement. And every week he's improving. He's improving his knowledge and his comfort level with the system. He's a really good leader. He's a really good teammate. He's fun to coach. And I think that he'll just continue to get better.